If you have your Bibles this morning, I'd like to call your attention again to 1 Samuel, the 7th chapter, the 7th through the 9th verses. The Bible reads, excuse me. And when the Philistines heard that the children of Israel were gathered together to Mizpah, the lords of the Philistines went up against Israel. And when the children of Israel heard it, they were afraid of the Philistines. And the children of Israel said to Samuel, "Cease not to cry unto the Lord our God for us, that he will save us out of the hand of the Philistines." Samuel took a suckling lamb and offered it for a burnt offering wholly unto the Lord. And Samuel cried unto the Lord for Israel, and the Lord heard him. Supporting scripture, the 55th Psalms, verses 16 and 17. "As for me, I will call upon God, and the Lord shall save me. Evening and morning and at noon will I pray and cry aloud, and he shall hear my voice." Hallelujah, Jesus. 1 Thessalonians 5 and 17. Pray without ceasing. We ought to use a thought or a subject this morning. We like to speak from the thought, it's time for somebody to cry out to God. It's time for somebody to cry out to God. Jesus. Hallelujah. The song said, "He's my friend." Hallelujah. Anybody know Jesus to be a friend this morning? How many of you believe that your friend would do anything that you need him to do in your life? Your friend is the one that you can always depend on. And I don't care how good nobody been to you, can't nobody do you like Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Once you've had a personal encounter with Jesus, it makes a difference in your life. It tends to make you want to go on and see what the end is going to be. I find this morning that without the Lord, I would be nothing. But because of God, I am everything. Realizing that I still have such a long way to go. But isn't it a wonderful thing? It's an assurance of knowing that God has promised that I don't have to go, you don't have to go by yourself. But God has promised you that he would go with you all the way, even until the end of the world. God will be with you in your good times and in your bad times. Those times when you didn't know whether you were going to make it or not. Those times when you were in despair and God sent some angel down and scooped you up. Held you in his bosom and let you know that everything is going to be all right. Any believers in the house this morning? Hallelujah, Jesus. We've been on the battlefield, as we say sometimes, for the Lord. A long time. And yet we have those this morning that are yet still on the battlefield for the devil. And trying to rob the people of God of their joy. Trying to take away that you have gained in Christ Jesus. But I'm reminded of Sister Shirley Caesar that says, "This joy that I had, the world didn't give it to me. And I'm not going to let the world take it away." The Bible says that Jesus says that in this life, ye shall have trials and tribulations. So sometimes you're going to go through. But Jesus also said, "Be of good cheer, for I've already overcome the world." There's nothing new under the sun. Everything that is going on has gone on before. may have called it something else, may have did it in a different manner, but it's still the same thing. And some of us get caught up into what we don't do or what this person does, but the Bible says that all unrighteousness is sin. It also declares that we've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. So that lets us know this morning that we don't have a right to stand anywhere and point the finger at somebody else. If you see one that is out of the will of God, that or is not where you feel like in your mind they ought to be, instead of criticizing and persecuting, what you need to do is pray to the Lord thy God. And say, God, I need you to intercede and to step in to this individual's life. Little do you know, sometimes your enemy help you make the journey. Because the enemy will make you pray harder. When you know you're in the midst of a folk that don't want you to succeed, it'll make you more determined that I'm going on anyhow. Anybody ever told you you wasn't going to be nothing, you wasn't going to make it, but somewhere down on the inside, you say, devil, you are a liar, and you cried out to the Lord, Lord, help me to be what you want me to be. Anybody hear what I'm saying in this house this morning? God has blessed us and brought us all a mighty long way. And I believe that somebody can look back to where they've come from. Glory. When you look where you come from, that ought to put enough joy in your heart to make you want to give God the praises. That I might not be what you want to be. Hallelujah, Jesus. But I just feel like thanking God this morning. That I am that I am. Glory, hallelujah. It's time for somebody to cry out to God. You've been crying to the wrong folk much too long. You've been telling folk all about your business, thinking and hoping that they'll be able to share some insight that'll help you along the way. But you better learn how to go to Jesus. Because sometimes some of the folk you're talking to, they want to hear that you're going through. Oh, yeah, they'll look at you and they'll smile and they'll try to sound encouraging that I'm going to pray with you. I'm going to pray for you. And honey, child, I know God will make a way for you. And walk away from you hoping and praying. I knew it was going to happen. I just been waiting to see. Anybody got any associates like that? Because they are not your friend. They may say that they're your friend, but a friend don't mean you any harm. A friend will see you out of the will of God and will pray to God bring you back in. But a so-called friend, an associate, a player hater, they'll pray to God that you don't never make it. I just come to thank God this morning that the Lord allowed us another chance to assemble ourselves together to worship God, to praise God, to praise his holy and his righteous name. I find this morning that God alone is worthy of the praises. We have sat here this morning and listened to our children praise the Lord in song. And as proud as we may feel down in our hearts at how they lift up their name, how they lift up the name of Jesus in song, God knows that the enemy, our adversary, is still yet walking to and fro, seeking whom he may devour. The devil wants to take our young people. Satan is a dirty fighter. He'll plant seeds in our youth's head that will make them think or seem like everything is going to be all right. And at the same time that the devil plant that seed, God speaks to their hearts in a small, still voice. But while God is speaking, the enemy is shouting to the top of his lungs. and telling our young people, go ahead and do it. You'll be able to get by. You'll get away with it. Go ahead and do it. If you get in a little trouble, that'll be all right. Somebody going to bail you out. But I come to tell you, young folk, there's going to come a time can't nobody bail you out of the mess that you got yourself in. You better watch the tricks of the devil. The devil's tricks will always backfire on you. There are those that will encourage you and that will push you up to do things. And I tell you that it's going to be all right. I'm going to be with you. Oh, man, go ahead. You ain't by yourself. I got your back. But as soon as you go out there and you get in their mess, that one that got your back, you will find that you don't have any pressure on your back anymore. Because they done left from holding your back and they gone on somewhere else. And there you left alone to stand and face the consequences of the things that y'all started, but you got to answer for. Glory, hallelujah. We're living in some bad, bad time because our young people are going through. But I'm determined that we cannot give up on our children. Parents, stop thinking that it's just going to go away. Stop trying to be friends with your children. Don't want your child to be mad at you. But how mad are you going to be when you got to go downtown to the courthouse? You got to pay unnecessary money for this, that, or the other. When you're sitting over there at the hospital with a teenager getting ready to have a baby and she's just a baby. Stop giving them so much time to ramble and rumble. It's time for somebody to cry out to God. If you can't handle your child, call on God. One thing is that you got to get yourself out the way. Come a time, you got to come on in. Young mothers, young fathers still out there. We talk about the young folk with their pants hanging down, they're behind. And you got young adults still walking around doing the same thing. How can you tell your son to pull your pants up when your pants hanging down? You heard about who your daughter hanging with. You stop being with Dick, Tom, and Harry in the front of them. Amen. There's a way to do anything. Some things your children don't need to know. Don't take all night to do nothing what they used to tell me. So why when your child get up in the morning, you still out there somewhere? If you got the cane, help it, get out there, do what you gotta do, and get back home. That baby wake up in the morning, he looking for mama. Somebody needed to hear that. Now that you heard it, you ought to do something with it. Now, I don't care if you're getting mad at me or not. We got to understand this morning that it's more than just something to do. You got to let your light shine at all times. Your child sees you in the household. Here's the things that you have to say. And you even got to be careful when you leave church. You didn't get your way at church. You go home with wind in your jaw. Mad at a choir member, mad at a deacon, mad at the preacher. Then you go in the house, everybody a hypocrite, because you mad. Somebody need to check themselves this morning. If you go home and all come out of your mouth is negative things about your church house, if all come out of your mouth is negative things about your neighbor, if every time they turn around, you're talking about your own family. That's what children hear. They don't get it all off the television. Some of them Sunday school words that didn't come out of Sunday school come out your mouth. We read about the children of Israel, the chosen people that was to inherit the promised land, but could not maintain a consistent walk with God. As good as God had been to them, delivered them and brought them out of bondage, allowed them to go into the promised land, and yet they still fell short on God. We find that in that day and time, many of them served idol gods, false gods, goddesses, anything but the one true living God. Sounds a lot like us today. We serve anything that'll suit our case. Them folk out there that want that quick dollar, that's their God. I don't need a job, I can hustle. Hustling gonna get you in jail. Quick dollar don't last long. Because you got a mentality that I can get rid of this because I can make some more. But somewhere along the line, think about what you're doing to your soul's salvation. Young man, this last week, loses his life. All kind of conversations about what happened. It does not matter what he had done, what he was doing. The bottom line is that he was shot to death. Could have been your child. Could be your child tomorrow. So it's time for somebody to cry out to the Lord. Lord, cover my babies. They don't understand. They think they know. There are those of us in here that would say this morning, if I could turn back the hands of time, there's some things that I've done that I wouldn't do anymore. Glory. And witnesses in the house this morning. Anybody glad you got a little more sense now? Anybody glad you don't get caught up in the tricks of the devil so easily? Sometimes you find yourself saying, Lord, if you just get me out of this, Lord, I'll do right. Lord, if you heal my body, Lord, I'll serve you and I'll do right. Lord, if you just look beyond the fact that I was a liar and I did this to my brother, Lord, forgive me and I'll do right. I can hear God saying, yeah, right. Because the reality is, as soon as you get back up, if you don't go right back, it is not much time before you ease back into your old ways. That's what happened to the children of Israel. God delivered them. God blessed them. God forgave them. And even though they had come to a place where they were serving other gods, God still parted the Red Sea, still allowed them to be delivered from bondage. And yet they still drifted back into serving idol gods. We're living at a time when people have lost self-respect, lost respect for one another. There was a time that you wouldn't say anything in the front of anybody. You might cuss around the corner, but you're not going to cuss in the front of no grown folk. We got children at school cussing folk out. Glory. It's time for somebody to cry out to God. Glory. You ought to have some friends that you respect enough that anything won't come out your mouth. I know what I'm talking about. I could cuss with the best of them. But there were times that in the certain company of some people, that's why I wonder, why is it that when I'm with you, I don't cuss? All right. But when I get with some of them other folk, there's some more witnesses in here. Don't act like I'm the one. So if you can hold your tongue over here, you ought to be able to hold your tongue over there. We let our guards down. We allow the enemy to fool us and to trick us to think that everything is going to be all right. And that's why crime is at a rise now. We have a generation of people that are growing up that devalues life. Life doesn't mean that much to them. Kill you over a pair of tennis shoes. Kill you just to have bragging rights. Yeah, I did it, man. Just so somebody can say, you the man. That is the reality of where we are this morning. Oh, yeah, we come in Files Chapel and we have a shouting good time. But after you get through shouting, go home and you don't know where your children are. Our children are not safe at school. When you look and hear the news now, there are more crimes created against our children than they are against adults. People in high places going against our children. Every time you turn around at some school somewhere, somebody either even already shot somebody, gonna shoot somebody, or got a gun. We don't recognize the signs. Are we waiting on it to happen at Lexington Senior High? Back here at Charles England? Because there's no age matter in this thing. Small children going to school with guns. Families falling apart. Nobody's committed to the family. Family, make it the best way you know how. Times like these that we want to run all the men down. But we got some no good women too. Taking your baby's money. Getting your hair done. Getting your fingernails done. Buying you a new outfit. And then got nerve to go back down to the courthouse and say, I ain't getting enough. Somebody said, baby need a new pair of shoes. No money left. If there ever was a time for the people of God to join forces in prayer and cry out to the Lord, it's right now. Right now, we need somebody that'll cry out to God. Believe it that God will hear. Their humble cry. And not only we hear the cry, but we count it all joy that God can do anything but fail. We need to understand that when we speak of crying out, it does not mean it's time to cry tears of sadness. Rather, when you pray to God about something, you might need a right now, quick blessing from God. You might need God to come in a hurry. In times like that, you can't whisper to God. But the Bible said that there comes a time you got to cry out to the Lord. Lord, I need you. Sitting around trying to be cute. Get made up to come to church. Not a clubhouse. Not a fashion statement. This is the house of God. You better learn how to come in and let go and let God have his way. You don't want to cry, I'll cry for you this morning. You know, I cried a mother tear, but I can cry with my mouth this morning. It's been said that prayer changes things. And Paul says to the Thessalonians, pray without ceasing. Don't never stop praying. Once God answers that prayer that you already asked, keep on praying. When you got things going right, pray anyhow. Some of us don't pray until we get down and out. Some of you don't pray until you get without anything. Don't have money, don't have food, don't have the things that you need for life. Then you want to say, Lord, have mercy on me. But when God blesses you with an abundance, you don't have time to pray. You got to go out and have a good time. A lot of time when God bless you, you spend more time at the mall than you do thanking God. We can't come in here and stay 2 hours, but we can stay at the mall all day. Any mall hoppers in here this morning? Got time enough to shop for that right outfit? Gonna get hot up in here in a minute. Woo! You got something to pray about this morning. Not always them over yonder. Remember that one that said, it's me? Not my mother, my father, my sister, or my brother, but it's me. Anybody got a it's me spirit this morning? How many of you know you need prayer? How many of you know that you need to cry out to God, Lord, save me? Woo! Glory be to God this morning. Prayer is an attitude as well as an activity of which we should always be giving devotion to God. We should never stop praying. There's always something to pray about. There are times we are put into situations and circumstances that will make us aware of the fact that nobody, nothing can help me. Oh, glory. There comes a time in your life, can't nobody else help you but God. I don't care what the doctor said. The doctor does not have the last say over your body. My Bible says you were created from the dust of the ground. And God breathed into your nostrils the breath of life. Oh, glory. Then you became a living soul. But David said everything that living and have breath ought to praise the Lord. Anybody come to praise him? Anybody know that God is on your side? When I look at the word of David, David said, give ear to my prayer. Oh God, hide not thyself from my supplication. In other words, David said, hear me, God. I want you to listen when I call on you. Attend unto me. Hear what I got to say. For I mourn in my complaint. I make a joyful noise, and I'm making a noise right now. For the enemy had reproached me. I could not bear it. He hate me, magnify himself against me. I would have hid myself. But if thou would be my God, you see, I had a friend, but my friend mistreated me. My friend told all of my business. My friend put me up against the wall. And I thought that he was my friend. But David realized that my friend done mistreated me. Now look at what David said. But it was thou, a man mine equal, my God and mine acquaintance. We took sweet counsel together, walked into the house of God in company. Ooh, glory. Did you hear that? Some of you that are worshiping God together, sitting on the same pew, walked in here to worship God. But you found out that what you said that you had on the inside, it was just feeble, and you didn't love like you say that you love. But I find in the word of God that David said, even though my friend has forsaken me, as for me, I'm going to call on the Lord. I'm going to call God, and God's going to save me. In the evening, in the morning, in the noonday. I'll call on God. I'll pray and cry loud. And the Lord will hear my humble cry. Anybody in the house that you come to pray to God, that you come to tell the Lord, I'm on the Lord's side. Well, there might be somebody that need to pray out and cry out to God. And I found out when I look at our text this morning that there was a man by the name of Samuel. Samuel was a child, and God blessed him. For Samuel's mother, a woman by the name of Hannah, could not have any children. But she went to the priest and she talked to Eli and said, "Oh, Eli, I'm having a hard time. They are mocking me. They are talking about me. They are saying that I can't have a child. But Lord, if you do one thing, I'm going to cry out to you. I'm going to cry to my God. I talked to my husband, and he just couldn't do nothing. But I'm going to talk to God. When I called on God, I asked the Lord thy God, give me a child. And if you give me a son, I'll give him back to you. All of his life, he will be yours. I dedicate him to you." So the Bible said that the priest Eli told this woman, "Is everything is going to be all right. Go ahead now. God is going to bless you. God is going to honor your request." So we find that when Samuel was born, this woman of God said, "I made a promise. Even though I didn't have a child, God blessed me with a child, and I got to take the child back to the temple and give him back to God. But I got to keep him for a little while. I'm going to wane him and make sure that everything is all right." So when Samuel got off of milk, she took Samuel down to Shiloh and went by the tabernacle. She said, "I need to have a talk with Brother Eli. Brother Eli, don't you remember I was a woman that came here over 10 months ago? I asked the Lord to give me a child, and I promised God that if he blessed my body, that I'd give the child back. And I'm glad that she did what she said. You better learn how to say what you mean and mean what you say." This woman of God laid her child down. Now this man named Samuel lived in the temple. He was taught what was right. He feared the Lord thy God. He was a true man of God. And there came a time when he rose up to adulthood that he was a judge. He was a priest. And then he turned into a prophet. And the people of God that had began to do their thing, they were caught up in the goddess of evil. They were caught up into sexuality. All they were thinking about was having sex. And I come to tell you that you better do it right, because no good sex is no good. It might feel good, but it's not going to do you no good. That's what got you and the trouble you're in now. You wouldn't have that baby walking by you if you'd have kept yourself unto the Lord. But I'm glad that God knows all things. They told them that the Philistines have heard that all the people of God are going to come together in a place called Mizpah. And when they get there, we're going to overtake them. We're going to attack them. And the Israelites, they got afraid. They feel stepped in. They say, "Lord, what are we going to do?" But somebody remember, there's a man by the name of Samuel. I'll go to Samuel, and I'm going to ask him. I know you've been praying, but you need to pray harder. You need to cry out to the Lord thy God. And I stopped by to tell somebody that Samuel stood his ground. He cried unto God, And the Lord heard his humble cry. And I want to let you know that it's time for somebody in here to cry out to their God. Lord, say, my children. Lord, say, our country. Lord, say, our church members. It's time to cry out to the Lord thy God. Somebody need to cry out to God. Whatever you're going through, whatever it is that you're dealing with, you can take it to God in prayer. And God will hear your humble cry.